3 with Lupa Kothari.
A song called Salabati, a taster there from my guests in session on the programme tonight, Aziz Samawi and University of Gnawa. Also on tonight's World on Three, quite a mixed bag of music for you, from Spain to Norway, Egypt to Venezuela and Wales to Gambia. And as with this next track, a trip to the future. Hotel Palindrone is an Austrian folk roots band, four musicians and over 20 instruments. When they played on the Radio 3 stage at WOMAD about 3 years ago, the sound check itself was a mini concert. Well, by the sounds of their new album, they've added a few more gizmos to the lineup. This is the title track, Jodelator 3000, and this is how they describe it. A glimpse into the future, 1,000 years from now, when the world's soundscapes are dominated by a new mighty species. Highly intelligent, multidimensional cyborgs. yodelators.
Yeah.
The band is Zdobsi Dub. They're from Moldova, previously part of the Soviet Union. And theirs is a rather peculiar blend of hip-hop, punk and gypsy music. Treće vreme umaloi is from their latest album, Basta Mafia, packed full of the weird, the wonderful and at times unadulterated 80s pop music. The album's due out on Asphalt Tango at the beginning of February. Another recent release is Ulos Omes from all-female polyphonic group La Mal Coiffée. They take old songs from Occitan, the region where southern France, Italy, Spain and Monaco meet, and then breathe new life into them, and they write new ones in the old folkloric style. Just like this one, Siga.
Oh, Luzames, Luzames, Luz canse fan en la. Oh, Luzames, Luzames, Luz canse fan en la. Las biñas son banudos que d'une fabane ya. Oh, Luzames, Luzames, Luz canse fan en la. Lucanten sur la tauro, las fenolas.
square-asted.
Atmospheric Welsh indie folk music from Dan Amor and a song from his album Negul. And what I think is a first for me, of all the languages that I must have played on World on 3, I don't think I've ever played anything in Welsh. And that track followed on from some electro-funk from young Malian group Smod, led by Amadou and Mariam's son Sam. The song I played was Dakan from their eponymous album. You're listening to World on 3 with me, Lopa Kotari. My guest on tonight's programme is Aziz Samawi and his band University of Gnawa. Here they are with Ana Hayu.
Ana Hayu, Bukati, Bukat, Sudan.
Soda.
ati afola
ati ati
asidi
ati ati
afola
ati ati
ahusa
ati ati
ana hay
fabulously fast-paced Ana Hayu from University of Gnawa. And the two people joining me here for a chat are Aziz Samawi from the band itself and Martin Missouni, quite a formidable man of music himself, having worked with the likes of Mani Dibango, Don Cherry, Fela Kuti, to name just a few. Martin produced University of Gnawa. Welcome, both of you.
Merci. Hello.
Aziz, when did the idea of this group, University of Gnawa, begin? When did it start to form in your mind?
I was always, when I was in Orchestre National de Barbès, for example, or with other bands, I work this band, I work this music, it was my band. Mm. So I was completely, yes, in this project. And one time I stopped and I want to feel my idea growing with other friends, with other musicians.
But Martin, how did you meet up then with...
Well, when Aziz? I was doing an album with Cheb Khaled, and basically we needed a Gembri player, and one of the musicians suggested Aziz. And then, Aziz, that's where we met the first time. And then Aziz said, well, can I play you some music? And I say, well, let's... Yes, absolutely. And then he played his demos, and I was listening to the demos at home, so I was thinking, well, maybe if I listen to the demos at home, then I'll be pleased to record more and do that work finish.
Because it's quite a speciality of yours, isn't it? Discovering, in a sense, new types of music.
Well, I mean, that's what I like with this project, is really because the mix is really fresh. It's a mixture of Moroccan and Senegalese sounds and rhythms. And, I've been looking for Moroccan singers to work with because I love the Moroccan, the 6-8 and the Moroccan rhythms. And I've been looking for 30 years somebody could work with. And then, it just came to me.
Just came out, yeah.
So it was great pleasure. And actually, really, basically, it's very simple. I mean, you can hear how the band sounds just like that,
The song Ana Hayu. What is it about, Aziz?
Ana Hayu is a nostalgic feeling about land, about family, people we love, but especially when we are far. So this thing, this pensée, feeling we have to our country, to our culture, So it's a nostalgic vision.
But it's a mix of rhythms from Morocco itself. It's not just a Gnawa groove, is it, going on in there? There's something else in there too.
Yeah, exactly. There is the independence of the musician too, the sound of the musician from Senegal, Hervé, samba, the
guitar
player,
yeah.
Aliou Nouane, bass, Cheikh Diallo, and Adil in the percussion. And this mixture, this marriage, give this sound. It's not only Moroccan sound, and it's not only Gnawa song.
I'd like to talk more about where the songs come from and what they mean, but perhaps you'd play another piece for us. I believe you're going to play Maktoub. Tell me a little bit about Maktoub.
Maktoub, it means destiny. I just ask if all this thing happening in the world, is it destiny or it's a program? Someone or something put this like a program. So he say, in 2012, I am going to do this. And today, I invite Aziz to London. And it's just a question I ask myself, if what happened around us is a destiny or it's not a destiny.
Yeah, well, it's Maktoub is not very happy. Yes, actually, it's a very sad song.
It's a very sad.
Yeah, because it's about, Aziz tells the story of a woman that has lost her house and she's asking God, you know, is this my destiny? Is this normal? Why are these soldiers, destroying the house? So it's a philosophical and soulful song.
جالسة تبكي تبكي كان صرحها في الأسرة ولم يعد فلمن تشكي تهدم البيت انكسر هوى ضحيتها الفتكي بين اليمنة واليسرى رواية القصف تحكي
مكتوب مكتوب ولا عمدة جاوز نوز مكتوب مكتوب
حنى الغروب على بعض الشعوب خصامات القلوب لما هذه الحروب والطيش والهروب
فاتما فوق الحجرة جالسة تبكي تبكي
مكتوب مكتوب
ولا عمد جاء مكلوب
مكتوب
A bit of funk reggae and maktoub with a solo from Cheikh Diallo, the keyboard player. More from them in just about 20 minutes' time. Moving away from North Africa, though, here's a trio of tunes from Latin America. Argentina and Colombia via Spain, Brazil and Venezuela. This is Che Sudaca, a six-piece band of South Americans who all live in Barcelona and the title track from their album 10 that they brought out for their 10th anniversary.
Diez años ya se fueron, diez años de pasión, diez años y la guitarra toca la misma canción. La vida empieza otra vez, la vida empieza otra vez. Diez años siempre soñando, diez años contra el dolor, diez años siendo inocentes. Siempre buscando al amor. La vida empieza otra vez. La vida empieza otra vez. Con alegría empezamos a cantar. ¿Sabes lo que te digo? Con el universo siempre de testigo. Todas sus estrellas alumbrándonos el camino. Siguiendo nuestro rumbo, cumpliendo el destino. ¿Sabes lo que te digo? Porque juntos lo vivimos. Luchando, trabajando, nos hicimos muy amigos. Contando día a día todo lo que vivimos. Inmigrantes buscando su destino.
¡Empieza otra vez!
Mil noches y una verdad, mil noches y una utopía, camino hacia la unidad. La vida empieza otra vez, la vida empieza otra vez. Mil noches la carretera, mil noches y una misión, la ruta fiel compañera, testigo de la ilusión. Empieza otra vez. La vida empieza otra vez.
Por eso salimos, volamos del nido, volando por el mundo conociendo.
conociendo a los vecinos. Comenzó de cero, empieza ahora mismo. Siempre adelante en contra del racismo. Quebrando la tierra como la quiebra un sismo. Soñando, saltando como si fuéramos simios. Autogestionado pa' que bailen todos, pa' que bailen tus hijos.
Mil noches siempre soñando contra el dolor.
La vida empieza otra vez.
Mil noches siendo inocente buscando al amor.
La vida empieza otra vez.
10 años, un camino y una explosión.
La vida empieza otra vez.
El vivir con utopía alegrando corazón.
La vida empieza otra vez.
Y vuelve a empezar la vuelta otra vez y otra vez.
La vida empieza otra vez.
Y el gran sol que te acompaña donde estés.
La vida empieza otra vez.
La vida empieza otra vez a decirte la verdad.
La vida empieza otra vez.
Alegrarte a ti y al mundo y a toda la humanidad.
la mía, yo sé que hay las suegras buenas. Claro que son escogidas, de esas que quieren al yerno con amor y simpatía, pero también hay las malas, de esa calaña es la mía. Si a lo lejos me divisa, empieza a hablar tontería, allá viene ese malandro, esposo de la hija mía. Mi hija que salió tan buena, eso no se merecía, casarse con ese vago, qué mala suerte la mía. Ese condenado pichirre, por si usted no lo sabía, ese no le da a mi hija ni medio pa' la comida. Y mi pobre hija, señores, lleva palo de noche y todos los días.
A la suegra from Carlos Orozco. If you thought you heard Carlos singing the name Lucy in there, you'd be correct. He was referring to Radio 3's presenter Lucy Duran. That song was recorded in 2004 in Carlos's home in Venezuela, and it's part of the World Roots on the Road compilation out on Nascente this week. Well, knowing that Lucy likes a type of joropo music called El Pájaro, Little Bird, he played it especially for her. And if you didn't catch her name first time round, you can always listen again on the iPlayer at www.bbc.co.uk/radio3/worldon3 for the next 7 days. Second in that trio of tracks was Brazuca Fina with a sultry song called Samba Chi Samba Eu on Brazilian Beat out on Putumayo as part of their World Beat series. Just coming back to World Roots for a moment, in case you didn't know, we're holding an event on Friday the 27th of January in the Radio Theatre to launch the World Roots Academy 2012. There's going to be some great music. Lucy Duran is going to be hosting the show, and we'll be announcing who the new protégé and mentor of the Academy are going to be. Tickets to the event are free, so just go to bbc.co.uk/tickets, scroll down the list of events to World Roots Academy 2012, and you can also find out more about the evening and apply for tickets at the same time. But do hurry, as there are only a limited number of seats left. And I hope we'll see you there. Now give me a lovely voice, some harmonies and a simple melody, and I'm happy. Here are three such tunes. The Norwegian band, the Valkyrian All-Stars. Algerian Akli Di, sounding very Dylan-esque. First, though, the Long Notes, who are going to be playing at the Green Note in London and Celtic Connections in Glasgow at the end of this month to launch their album In the Shadow of Stromboli. This is Come by the Hills.
By the hills to the land where fancy is free, stand where the peaks meet the sky and the locks meet the sea, where the rivers run clear and bracken lays gold in the sun. And the cares of tomorrow can wait till this day is done. Come by the hills to the land where life is a song. Sing while the birds fill the air with their joy all day long. Where the trees sway in time and even the wind sings in tune. And the cares of tomorrow can wait till this day is done. Legend remains, the stories of old fill the heart and may it come again. Where our past has been lost, our future has still to be won. And the cares of tomorrow can wait till this day is done. And the cares of tomorrow can wait till this day is done.
أرجاك يا فراق soul you only was, and with the kisses, and shall her you pass, a salah al karwan, it's real matargit, seen a wash gariban, or gakayakam.
What a beautiful song. The Long Notes was first of that three, singing Come By The Hills, followed by Algerian Berber, Akli D, and Ergo from his third album, Paris Hollywood. Akli D is a bit of a folk hero to Algerians of his generation. He was one of the leaders of the Berber Spring in 1980. a period when the Berbers, the indigenous peoples of North Africa, protested to have their identity and language recognised in Algeria. Aklidi fled to Paris, where he has continued to sing about his politics, identity and exile. Paris Hollywood is an album where, he says, he expresses his own desires and feelings without hiding behind a character for the first time. And in that song, he's remembering his childhood home. Last of the three was Det ingen verdig meg from Norwegian fiddle trio Valkyrien All-Stars' last album, Det ingen. So, back to my guests on tonight's World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3, Aziz Samawi and University of Gnawa.
Yeah.
beautiful, slightly more gentle piece called Mimuna. Aziz, I believe that this is a song about a female spirit, a female genie.
It's the first woman in the Lila. When we start the Lila, this fiesta, this fête, she is the only woman who the Gnawa invoke.
Oh, right, okay. But so she's the one that welcomes everybody?
Yes, she is the la gardienne.
Yes, the guardian yeah. spirit.
De la porte de la forêt.
Of the gate of the forest, yeah.
And is that a traditional piece?
This is from Gnawa culture, yes. Mm-hmm. It's a morceau traditionnel du répertoire of Gnawa.
Are you very conscious of keeping, in a sense, these traditions alive? Or are you saying, to a certain extent, that they reflect the world in which we live in today as well?
Of course, this is my language, my culture. I need this language pour m'exprimer, for my expression, you know. But we need to translate what happened around us in a positive way for me, of course. What happened in my city, what happened in my family, what happened in my country, and more than this.
You were born and brought up in Morocco, in Marrakesh, is that right? And then you moved to France.
Yes.
Why did you leave Morocco for France?
You know, everybody in my country and African people and a lot of part of the world think that there is a well-being in France, in Belgium. So everybody wants to go there. For me, ce bien-être, il est de l'autre côté, en fait.
This well-being is on the other side.
Maybe it's the other way. There's always a sense that the grass is greener or the streets are paved with gold somewhere else. But but maybe the richness and the treasure is actually back home.
Yeah, there is many, many beautiful things there. And also, for me, I was looking for a kind of freedom. For me, angels live in Europe. Mm-hmm. Angels live in London and angels live not in Africa. So I come to meet angels. Les Européens, c'est des anges.
And I'm guessing because you still live in Europe that you've met a lot of angels and you're very happy.
Every day.
It has proved as kind of as much freedom as you were looking for.
We live many cultures in one day. And
that's the concept of the band, really.
I mean, exactly.
The whole concept of University of Gnawa is that we are all learning and everyone brings this piece of, as you've heard today, I mean, the band just created two new arrangements for the songs, because
on the spot,
and then everybody's trying to bring his own thing. So, you know, the concept of the University of Gnawa is like a big Moroccan Senegalese melting pot where everybody learns from everybody.
Well, in fact, this last song you're going to do is Zawiya.
This is old, very, very old piece, and I always play this piece in Spain, people like in Morocco, in France, and we change it a little bit, a new arrangement, a new chorus with Senegalese voices. I like this piece. It's there is a big energy too there.
What does Zawiya mean? Am I right in thinking it's the word for a prayer hall?
Yes, this is. But when you translate exactly, it means the corner. But anyway, it's a place where we can feel good. We meet good people, we feel good, we exchange good idea, good melody sometimes, good music. For me, this is a kind of Zawiya. The studio is a Zawiya, where we can feel good and meet good people and give, exchange good vibration.
So some great vibrations from University of Gnawa. Aziz, thank you very much. Martin, thank you very much indeed. It's been
so
a real pleasure.
Merci.
To meet all of you. And here's Zawiya.
خدود لالا حمرا بالعمال يا ربي Yeah.
Mimuna, a song to the female genie or spirit of the Ganawa Brotherhood. Many thanks to Aziz Samawi on Gimri, Hervé Samb on guitar, Cheikh Diallo, keyboard and kora, Aliou Nwad on bass, and Adil Mirgani on percussion. And of course, to Martin Messonnier for talking to us too. Teranga Beat, the new label in Senegal, set up by Adamantios Kafetsis, an avid collector of African music, and has come out with a new release called Ndigal by Gambian band Karantamba. This was the last group set up by Bai Jana, a central figure in the Gambian music community in the 70s, and it was a sort of learning ground for young musicians. This is some Gambian psychedelic soul, one of Jana and Karatamba's trademark sounds, Dimba Naima.
Thank you. me gustan todas las mangoleles, me gustan ya, me gustan todas, me gustan todas las tongoleles, me gusta más. Yara, Francia, Sumo y Key, Kira, Tailuma, Firiné, María Antonieta, Ninón, Gina y la Curumba que están, que uno hasta se vuelve loco por comerse a Calantán. Pero me gustan todas, me gustan todas las mangoleles, me gustan ya, me gustan todas, me gustan todas. La tongolele me gusta más, caballero, me gusta más tú, Vaya, ay, mira, me gusta Yara, me gusta Francia, pero me gusta más, ¿quién será?
La tongolele me gusta.
Ay, mira, caballero, Kira, Tailuma y Friné, pero me gusta más tú,
La tongolele.
Vaya, nene,
me gusta más.
Me gusta Yara, me gusta Francia y Josefina del Mar, tú ves.
La tongolele me gusta.
Ay, mira, caballero, cómo me gusta más, tú ves. Vaya, nene, por río. Vele, vele, un bomba, ponte con bombope, trágase los pecados. Como vaca,
la tongolele me gusta más. La tongolele me gusta más.
Qué rico.
La tongolele me gusta. La tongolele me gusta.
Oye, qué bonito, nene, por Dios.
La tongolele me gusta. La tongolele me gusta.
Who else could that be other than the Cuban legend Benny Moré? Mangoleli, a 1949 recording with Pérez Prado and his orchestra. Many believe Moré to be the greatest Cuban singer of popular songs of all time. And though he died young in 1963, at the age of just 43, his songs have influenced many, from Chucho Valdez to Gloria Estefan to Benny Billy of Ska Cubano, to name but a few. Well, whilst your hips are still swaying to the sounds of Cuba, let's keep them swinging with a bit of samba, old school samba. In fact, they call this the Delta Blues of Brazil, songs of desperation and joy that were sung by the workers in the sugar plantations. Samba de Chula de São Brás are almost single-handedly keeping this tradition alive. They're all from São Brás, a tiny community of fishermen, field workers and Rastafarians near the town of Santo Amaro in Bahia, in the northeast of Brazil. And they're going to be performing, courtesy of Songlines magazine, at the London Travel Expo Destinations on the 3rd and 4th of February. They are 12 in all, including the venerable dancing senoras Doralice and Nicinha. A little taste of old-style carnival in Brazil. I'm sure they'd love it if you join in.
Ei, prontei o pé de abóbora dentro da baia da cana. Eu botei o pé de abóbora dentro da baia da cana. A bobeira não deu nada, deu 60 numa rama. Comi a abóbora, dei a abóbora, paguei meu trabalhador. O dinheiro desta abóbora, comprei um elevador, passear com a baiana. Meu dinheiro, iô, iô, meu dinheiro, iô, iô, meu dinheiro, iô, iô, paguei meu dinheiro, iô, meu dinheiro, iô, meu dinheiro, iô, meu dinheiro, iô, paguei meu dinheiro, iô.
Thank you. Até o sol nascer do mar. verde do primeiro beijo. Cabo Verde, no eu derrico este cantar, bem crioula em China me dançar, até o sol nascer do mar. Cabo Verde, no eu derrico este cantar, bem crioula em China me dançar, até o sol nascer do mar. Cabo Verde, no eu derrico este cantar, bem crioula em China me dançar, até o sol nascer do mar. Cabo Verde, no eu derrico este cantar, bem crioula em China me dançar, até o sol nascer do mar. Cabo Verde, no eu derrico este cantar, bem crioula em China me dançar.
Fado Cape Verde style, Fado Criolo from Mario Moita. Moita is from Évora in southern Portugal, and he's been singing and performing Fado music for the last 20 years. His album, Fado Navigante, is out on Arc Music at the end of this month. It's a collection of songs influenced by his travels and the places he's worked and lived in. You're listening to me, Lopa Kotari, here on BBC Radio 3. Information on all the music I've played tonight is on our website at www.bbc.co.uk/radio3/worldon3. And we've also put some pictures up of tonight's session guests, Aziz Samawi and University of Gnawa. My guests on the programme in a fortnight's time are this next group, Pilgrim's Way. They've been nominated in the 2012 BBC Radio 2 Folk Music Awards for the Horizon Award, recognising new emerging talent. And here's a little taste of why.
Dragoon came over the hill and the moon was shining brightly. Although was a little lady, she knew him by his horse, because she loved him dearly, dearly. So dearly, oh, there was a little lady, she knew him by his horse, because she loved him dearly. Oh, she took him by the nest of rein and led him to the stable. Here's hay and corn for your horse, your man, let him eat while he is able, able. So wait below is hay and corn for your horse, your man, let him eat while he is able. And she took him by the lily white hand, led him to the table. Here's cakes and wines for you, my dear, eat and drink while you are able, able. So wait below is cakes and wines for you, my dear, eat and drink. You are able. And she's run upstairs to make the bed, to make it soft and easy. How nimble she's jumped into the bed for to see if it was easy, easy. So easy, oh well, nimble she's jumped into the bed for to see if it was easy. Oh, the light dragoon, he's run upstairs, put his trousers on the table. How nimble he's jumped into the bed for to do what he was able, able. So able, oh well, nimble he's jumped into the bed for to do what he was able. One and the trumpets were loudly sounding, with her spirits high and her belly low. She's running to her mummy, mummy, her mummy. Oh, the spirits high and her belly low. She's running to her mummy. Oh, where have you been this livelong night? And cried her anxious parents. Oh, I've been along with a light dragoon, because I loved him dearly, dearly, so dearly. Oh, I've been along with a light dragoon, because I loved him dearly. Thank you. dragoon came over the hill and the moon was shining brightly. Oh, there was a little lady, she knew him by his horse, because she loved him dearly, dearly. So dearly, oh, there was a little lady, she knew him by his horse, because she loved him dearly, dearly. So dearly, oh, there was a little lady, she knew him by his horse, because she loved him dearly.
What will they do when my poor body's gone? A meal for the crows in the cruel midday sun. Pain doesn't scare me, I've had pain before. On the day that I die, my wife.
Madame Fouad, تبين الحب الصادق وتقول عليه حرام تغير بقى واتألم والغير
a 1926 recording of Egyptian diva Kalsum, known as the Star of the East, singing a song written by two of Egypt's great composers and musicians, Ahmed Rami and Mohammed El Kasagbi. More than three decades since her death in 1975 at the age of about 76, she's still regarded as one of the greatest female singers in the Arab world. She was born in a town along the Nile Delta, and I saw many of her CDs on sale at the local souks and markets on my recent trip down the Nile. In fact, on the website, I've put up a picture of one of the music stalls where her CDs shared the shelf with Kenny G. So I thought I'd play a tune of hers to bring back some of those great memories and to thank the crew of the grand old boat that I was on, the Crown Prince, which would just as happily grace the waters of the Mississippi as it did the Nile. And in fact, the track I played before Kalsum was a kind of blues from the Mississippi Delta. Indiana-born but Montreal-bred Michael Jerome Brown. Brown has made it his life's work to sing the blues, and that was Graveyard Blues from his album The Road Is Dark. I'm going to end tonight's programme with another track from the World Roots compilation that comes out this coming Monday. There really are so many songs and stories that make up the album that I'm spoilt for choice, but from the moment I heard this song, it kind of cried out to me as a closing number. Ilham Al-Madfai is a pioneering guitarist and composer from Iraq. He was also the first mentor that BBC Radio 3 chose for its first ever World Roots Academy in 2009. This song was recorded in Cafe Khutar, a restaurant bar in Jordan, owned by Ilham's son and named after one of Ilham's hits. The song I'm going to play is called Baghdad, a hymn of love that Ilham dedicated to his home and the city from which he was exiled. It is, perhaps, tears of sadness put to music. Till next time, goodbye.
مدي بساطي واملي اكوابي وانسي العتاب فقد نسيت عتابي عيناك يا بغداد منذ طفولتي شمسان ناعمتان في اهدابي مدي بساطي واملي اكوابي وانس العتاب فقد نسيت عتابي مدي بساطي واملي اكوابي وانس العتاب فقد نسيت عتابي عيناك يا بغداد منذ طفولتي شمسان نعيمتان في أهدابي عيناك يا بغداد منذ طفولتي شمسان نعيمتان في أهدابي لا تنكر وجهي فأنت حبيبتي وورود مائدتي وكأس شرابي لا تنكر وجهي فأنت حبيبتي وورود مائدتي وكأس شرابي بغداد جئتك كالسفينة متعبة أخفي جراحات وراء ثيابي بغداد جئتك كالسفينة متعبة أخفي جراحات وراء ثيابي العصفور يقصد عشه والفجر عرس ماذن وقبابي وهبطت كالعصفور يقصد عشه والفجر عرس ماذن وقبابي بغداد طيرت على حرير عباءتي وعلى ضفائر زينب وربابي بغداد طرت على حرير عبادي وعلى ضفائر زينب وربابي لا تظلمي وترى الربابة في يدي فالشوق أكبر من يدي وربابي لا تظلمي وترى الربابة في يدي فالشوق أكبر من يدي وربابي ماذا سأكتب عنك في كتبي الهوى فهواك لا يكفيه ألف كتاب ماذا سأكتب عنك في كتبي الهوى فهواك لا يكفيه ألف كتاب
Hello, I'm John Shea, and this is BBC Radio 3 with Music Through the Night. The 2009 BBC Proms featured performances of all 11 Stravinsky ballets and Tchaikovsky's complete works for piano and orchestra played by Stephen Hough. And those two strands came together in the concert we'll hear now, where David Robertson conducts the BBC Symphony Orchestra. There are also Tchaikovsky's Rococo variations played by the cellist Stephen Isserlis. The Stravinsky ballet is his last, Agon. Stravinsky's interest in serialism was growing in the mid-1950s, but the music at least begins within earshot of tonality. There's no story as such. Agon is the Greek word for contest, and that's reflected in Balanchine's choreography. Thank you.
Thank you.